Good morning, it's Friday, March the 12th, 2010, and this is Claire Grant reading the Three Beautiful Things podcast. Saturday, March the 6th. No to work, he who shall not be named, and that's magic. 1. Sending an email that says no to some work. I'm on holiday this week. 2. We grab a bowl of noodles with he who shall not be named. He always has interesting things to tell. He went to Prime Minister's question time and climbed the monument. Tomorrow he's going to see Ripley's Believe It or Not. Here's a bonus beautiful thing. There's a party of teenage girls on the table next to us. It looks like a 14th birthday party. They more than fill the space. Their gleeful chatter pushes us further into our corner. But it's hard to resent them, because they are having such a good time. A father comes over to say that he'll pick some of them up later. The birthday girl asks him to take one of her presents away. An enormous Hello Kitty beauty set. It's got over 70 pieces, she says. 3. I'm flicking through the late-night TV and come across a show about the 50 greatest magic tricks. A Scottish magician appears to swallow a goldfish and then brings it back up, still alive and cheerful. I tell Nick, I saw him! I saw him do that at our college ball! On the screen, the magician is saying that he taught himself the trick to hide things when he was growing up in a children's home. I remember one of the Ents committee telling me the exact same story. The next magician is a woman who does table magic. The commentator says that she specialises in rude patter. She wraps a wine bottle in a napkin and shatters it, but when she opens the napkin again, there is no broken glass. Nick says, she came to one of our work Christmas parties, and they're right, she was filthy. Sunday, March the 7th. The shade, sponge cake, and a man knows the lining of his own coat. Another bonus beautiful thing that didn't go on the blog. Overheard in the supermarket as two older men meet. Hello, Desmond. Hello, Derek. 1. A very cheap paper lampshade makes such a difference to the bedroom, although it takes a lot of swearing and cursing to get the old shade down because age has welded it to the light fitting. 2. I paste my mother's sponge cake recipe into my Dodo book for cooks. I've been out and bought some margarine specially. The cake comes out much better than the one I baked using butter. 3. The lining of her coat is printed with butterflies. Monday, March the 8th. Stay out of the kitchen, daff robbers, and books out. 1. I ask if you would like an apricot crumble for pudding tonight. Let's have it later in the week. I don't want you spending too much time in the kitchen. 2. Daffodil buds. They look like bank robbers in green stocking masks. 3. I fill 2 crates with books for the charity shop. Stacked up, the books are the height of an 8-year-old child. Tuesday, March the 9th. Over the wall, volunteer and fried apples. 1. On our way to the charity shop, we pass 2 men talking over a garden wall. The man in the garden sees the crates of books in our arms and his eyes widen. His gaze follows us as we pass. 2. To look through into the back of the shop and see a cheerful volunteer steam cleaning donated clothes. 3. Frying slices of red apple to go with pork chops. The white flesh turns caramel brown. Wednesday, March the 10th. No, sugar and chili. 1. Saying no. 2. 2. Look at the Wheel of Death, says Tim, indicating the nutrition information. It's all green, apart from the sugar, which is a glorious red. 3. Men trying to out-chili each other. Thursday, March the 11th. Cleaning, getting rid, and mushrooms. 1. My mother scrubs the mould off our kitchen window frame. 2. Stuffing sacks of old clothes into the recycling bin. The hopper closes with a polite clang. 3. A pair of palm-sized portobello mushrooms in our vegetable box. Their dense flesh looks like real nutritious food. I imagine how a hunter-gatherer would have felt to find them on her patch. Perhaps she would have smiled and thought, that's supper sorted. Friday, March the 12th. The workers, treacle tip, and Nick's pie. 1. I look up to see the dustman passing the window where I'm working. The fourth time he passes, on his way back from replacing our bin, we exchange half nods. 2. I'm making a ginger cake, and I'm mystified by the instruction to add a certain weight of golden syrup and treacle. I picture myself standing there until Turpentine Sunday while the spoon dribbles a thread of syrup and the weight goes up gram by gram by gram. I am so glad to remember my mother's tip. Stand the tin on the scales and spoon out the syrup until the weight drops by the amount you need. 3. At 7 p.m, Nick takes the pie he has baked for our supper out of the oven. He brings it into the sitting room to show me. And that's all. Thank you for listening. Keep looking for your own beautiful things and have a wonderful week. This show is based on the blog at www.threebeautifulthings.co.uk.